Well, I know it's getting down to 0 hour here for the net, so if when you can, you know, check that out. Give me a look up and then fire an email there, because my email is listed on the site. So I'll pass it back to you and you can give it back to Lobie. AC2MX, I lost it. Go ahead, Phil, W2FBR to group.
Okay, thank you, Steve. I'm going to have to bow out. This is going to be my final because it's, you know, the end of my lunchtime. Great talking to you. Great talking to everybody on the net, Lobie and the whole group. Wonderful. Maybe I'll see if I can do this again next Thursday. And I'm going to have to say 73 to everybody and look forward to talking to you again next week. This is KC2DXM clear.
All right, Phil, you have a good one, KC2DXM. A quick comment, when you have a chance to get home and get on the internet, get on the Mosley webpage and look at all the testimonials and you'll find our Mosley TA-33 for the K2IRT group. And Mosley put a comment in there that they believe that our antenna is about 50 years old. And all we do is just change pieces out from time to time. And we hit records just with that old beast of the TA-33. Pretty much can't beat perfection. Okay, be good, Phil. You have a great night there. With that, we'll turn it over to Val now, KB2VEQ, and pick up Rich right after. So KB2VEQ, Val, come on in. We're coming up to the top of the hour.
Yeah, Lobie, thank you. Roger that. And again, my deepest sympathy to you and the family for your loss, and I'm just going to back on out here and say good night to all, and God bless. KB2VEQ, clear.
Once again, we thank you for coming by, and definitely we're going to get ready for another meeting. I think the next meeting we're going to have is going to be like a Christmas holiday, Hanukkah, every kind of party imaginable. So we'll get the word out to the gang and we'll have a little fun. You know, we can play ham radio, but I know the gang likes to eat. So maybe on the next on-damn meeting we'll start throwing some questions up what you guys would like for the party. And we'll start making a list there. Val, be good, be safe, and be well, you and the whole family there. So we'll clear with Val, and we'll pick up Rich, KA2KDQ. Come on in, Rich. It's all yours.
Hey, Lobie. I just wanted to say that the repeater dropped. It's tuned in a little late, so from what I was able to gather, both you and your daughters had another boss, so I know from experience it's not, it's not pleasant. It doesn't matter what position you're under, it's definitely hard for everybody, so my sympathy on your loss and also the loss to your daughters. The only thing I will ask, since I tuned in a little bit late this evening, is what is that particular feature in QST that you're referring to? I have not gotten the current issue yet, so back to you then. If you come back to me, I'll clear off anyway.
148. Repeat to do its thing there. We're on the listing, the field day listings. And we're pretty well up there for K2IRT. You've got an impressive score, which even raised my eyebrows there. We did a lot of work getting the gang together and having a good time on field day. And sometimes field days work out quite nice for us. Sometimes we don't think we did that well, but surprisingly enough, I'm turning the page now. Bear with me. Yeah, where'd you go? I know you're here somewhere. Here we are. We're on page 75 of the December QST, page 75, 3A commercial. And the top of the list is the Zamora Shrine ham radio unit. You've got the Split Rock Amateur Radio Association, Albemarle Amateur Radio Association, Ashtabula, Colorado, and then the New York City Transit and their amateur radio club, K2IRT. So it looks like in this top level here, we're 1, 2, 3, we're number 4, according to QST, in this category, 3A commercial. So, and they got a good list of people here, too, so. We did it. We, listen, the gang pitches in, and we have a lot of fun. It's a learning experience for all. Back to you, Rich.
Okay, Lopi, now I understand what's going on. Yeah, probably I'll be getting QST in the next few days, and I'll look for it myself. Yeah, so, yeah. All right, well, don't really have too much more to add, but the one thing I will say is, if you're interested, I'll mention briefly, King County Radio Club is having their meeting on December 10th, and one thing we have every year is after we have nominations for offices, we have our year-end holiday party, and, you know, since you're not that far away, you want to come down to Floyd Bennett Field, you know, for the year-end party, you're more than welcome to. There's only a small charge of $5 per person, but outside of that, the food is good, and you can come down at my invitation. So if you want to come down to the meeting on December 10th, if you're available, you're more than welcome to. Okay, Lobi, I'm going to sign off and get busy with a few other things. So WA2AXZ, this is the Rich, KA2KDQ, saying take care and 73, back to you, and whoever else is left, they can take it after you. So take care and good night.
All right. Thank you very, very much for the invitation. What I'll ask you to do is, the beginning of December, pop me another email as a reminder, and I'll throw it up on the board there, and maybe we can get a couple of the other gang to stop by. Maybe Wally would like to stop by, and, well, we'll see who else. Because I was to a couple of meetings down there. We've got a good group of people down at Floyd Jones Field there. Rich, be well, and may the family be well, too. And again, thank you very much. With that, we'll go to the bottom of the list. My tongue is falling out. W2FBR, Steve. Are you still in the mobile riding around, or did you finally hit the home QTH?
Actually, I'm stationary. I'm sitting outside the local CVS. And I'm going to run in there and pick up a couple of things, but I figured let me just ride out the rest of the night. I'm not in that much of a hurry, so I'm just in the next town over from here. Are you by chance going to be in the office tomorrow, Lobi? Tomorrow morning around 9, I don't know, about 9:15 usual time when I'm in the area, when I go for that ride, or are you going to be flitting about?
No. Well, hold on a second. Let me just turn the radio down. I'm going to be with Andy in the Long Island Railroad. We're going to be at the Great Neck Substation. Long Island Railroad is tearing down a 1905 power station. Used to be an old rotary station when they first electrified the Long Island Railroad in 1905. And then during World War II, they modernized it with mercury rectifiers. And then in the 80s, they took out the rectifiers and put diode panels in. Well, not to be a beggar. Beggars can't be choosers in transit. But they were throwing these diode panels out. We decided to take every one that they had. And that's keeping many of our substations alive today. So we're scavenging parts. Matter of fact, I have to go there, and if Andy is still listening, we have to find a dumpster. We have to find a dumpster and take a picture of me and Andy coming out of a dumpster with parts, because we have a certain presentation we have to make to higher-ups, and we're going to show them how far we go to keep this thing going. Go ahead.
Well, you know the rest of the phrase that follows if you can't be funneling with brilliance, right? So, okay. Now, listen, I'm not sure about this, but speaking of substations, I'm just wondering, do they have air compressor units in there? And I'm wondering if they're the old style, like Westinghouse G3F or G2F stuff. If there's anything like that in there, let me know or contact Bill Wall, because we can use those type of pumps on the museum equipment, Moby. I don't know what to use out there, but if they have anything, any air supplies for the signal systems, which I'm not sure if they're electric or they're pneumatically operated, but I remember a couple of substations for the DMT had those pumps in there, so keep your eyes peeled if you're out there and see what they've got.
I can tell you that I know of two. One is a General Electric double pumper. It's an old thing from the teens and 20s at one of our old BMP substations. And there is one Westinghouse left. I'll just have to check it. Maybe it's South 6 in the basement. Bob Stanish and I gave the museum quite a few of those when we were shutting down the old substation. The BMP was pretty much the biggest user of those old train-type pumps to blow down the rotaries. IRT had these monster Ingersoll Rands that really blew the things down. If the zone, power zone's not going to be using them, or maybe they want to upgrade to something a little bit better, maybe I can talk Jimmy and Andy out of these pumps and we'll get them down to Bill Wall. We'll see what happens though, okay, Steve?
Yeah, no problem. I see you'd mentioned about the proverbial dumpster diving for a rectifier panel, so that's just something that came to mind about those pumps and some of the old substations. So anyway, listen, I know we're past the top of the hour. I won't hold it. I'll be in touch with you, and like you said, if I did ride in tomorrow, which I haven't done for a while, at the request of an individual, if I do decide to just grab the bull by the horns and ride tomorrow, I'll know that you'll be out on the railroad. So anyhow, listen, Moby, to the rest of the gang, everyone have a good night, 7-3s, and God bless, and we'll definitely try and catch you guys in here again next week. And we'll certainly keep you updated on what's going on in December. Should be running, if anything, it'll be November 28th, the last Sunday in November to the last Sunday in December. 5 weeks. W2AXE, got my bridge worker slipping. This is W2FDR, clear with the K2IRT group. We'll be back to you. Everyone have a good night.
All right, Steve, you have a great night, too, and we're going to keep an eye out for those vintage train runs and put out a little note to the gang once you guys start running those old trains there. I'm going to mosey on to 160. The gang is up on 1871. But before I do, I think Andy's the only one still left out there, if he's still left out there. Let's see if he wants to put a lid on it for the night. KF2WR, are you still with us, Andy? Come on in.
Yeah, K2RT is good. KF2WR. Well, first of all, that's good. Thank you for being a major owner and operator. So, well, I'm more than 14 manager of your hard work. And that's very nice. Yeah, we can get together and do any sort of legwork and carry in water for you guys here with you. Just let us know. We'll be more than happy. So I got to think I've got more than happy to throw things in the back and just get them around without a doubt. And Bob, that picture with the dumpster, I so can't wait. I got this thing choreographed. I want to put a Long Island Photoshop, the Long Island Railroad logo on the side of the dumpster, just so, you know, sure, they know where that stuff came from. So with that, I'm going to say 7-3 to the group. And I'm the only one in tomorrow, so I'm hoping I can make that drive out there. But we'll see what happens. how all that goes. KF2WR, 73 and tonight off.
Alrighty. Well, we'll see over there. I'm going to go from Brooklyn. I'm going to go direct from Brooklyn because it doesn't pay for me to run back in and run back out again. So I'll head out there, see what the guys are going to be up to, and maybe we'll get together. We'll see what Brian and the gang have for us. And like everything else, the power department motto, if it's free, it's for me. I'm going to blazon that in gold and put it over my doorpiece over at the office there. Andy, you have a great night. To everybody who came by the K2IRT group, I want to thank everyone for stopping by again for our weekly chat. We can be heard every Thursday night from 8 to 9 o'clock, sometimes a little bit after, depending on what we're talking about. At the first of the month, we do have our face-to-face meeting, and that's when we are off the air. If anyone's interested in some information on K2IRT, check out K2IRT on the QRZ webpage, and you got the contact numbers and a little background of the Transit Authority Amateur Radio Club. To Rich and the rest of the gang of the repeaters, and again, thank you very much for allowing us to use. And right now, I'm going to clear and QSY up, or is that down, to 160 meters, 1871. You can all join us. Have a great night, guys. WA2AXE for the K2IRT is clear.